How did you get the money to build the Lily of the Valley Church?
We buy from Mama McKinley.
And was your church very big at that time, the congregation? Were you a big congregation or small?
Well, it was small and it was large too, in a way of speaking, considering the people that was coming at that time. But after we got building and got it started like it is today, people looked like to me they started to come in more of them. And they was inviting more people to come because of the church was enlarged and it was sort of, it was a lot nicer than it was at first. Because at first we started, we just like a, where it was, a, what you call it, something like a tomb house, as she said, and we got to expanding, and let the more we expand, the more the Lord bless us with more members, and they'd come and enjoy themselves, and they felt at home, and then our choir, it went to really growing, and singing, and the people, they like singing. To me, singing is some of the part of us, our church growing like it's growing now. We know the Word of God come first. Because the Bible says, I can't even hear without a preacher. I can't even preach without being sent. And so, we got good singing. We have good preaching. We have good testimonies. We have good Sunday school classes. We have good Baba band classes. And we have home and foreign mission classes that teaching them how to go out and witness to people and how to encourage people. Them that seem that they just don't have a friend. We have that class in our church going there. And they're encouraging people, witness to people, tell them what God is, tell them what God means to them. And a lot of people have got healed through the I call them mission workers. That they go to jail, they go to hospital, they go to homes, and they go. Some of them goes to different places where people need help, helping them.